bad of all the bad times you've been through here, losing with expectations never this high? How do you feel about what's going on with y'all? Five in a row for the first time since 05.
Well, it's not good. It's not where we thought we would be at this point. The expectation level is, you know, higher than it's ever been. And like I said, we never thought we'd be in this position at our bye week. But, you know, we still got our division games ahead of us. And, you know, every game now is very important, you know, so we have to go out and try to win all of them.
Now that you've had a chance to look back on Case's performance, you know, you averaged 22.6 yards a catch. What did you think about him?
I think he, like I said after the game, I think he went out and did a great job. You know, he went into a hostile environment, performed well. Pretty sure a lot of people think he wouldn't have came out and performed the way he performed. And I think he handled himself, you know, like a pro. So I think he did a great job.
Were you surprised that he did that well?
No, I wasn't surprised about it. You know, you always see flashes from players in practice, you know, preseason and, you know, different situations, you know, throughout the season. And, you know, what he did, you know, during the preseason and, you know, things you see him doing in practice, you know, the guy, he creates plays, you know, at times when things aren't there. And, you know, like I said before, it's just something about him. So, you know, like I said, he went out, he did a great job.
Especially speaking about creating plays, that one where he scrambled across and came all the way back and you cut downfield. Is he an easy guy to get on the same page with, kind of lock eyes with?
No, I think, you know, when you have plays like that, it just kind of turns into schoolyard football. You know, that's pretty much what that play was. You know, I saw him rolling, you know, back towards me. And, you know, I couldn't really, you know, run back, you know, out the way I was running because it was nothing there but the sideline. So I just turned upfield, and he saw me, and he threw it.
Even though you lost, do you feel a little more positive about some of the things that happened this week as opposed to some of the other weeks?
I mean, when you lose, I mean, that doesn't I mean, I don't think there are any moral victories, you know. When you lose, you lose. When you win, you win. The only thing you try to do when you lose is just try to bounce back the following week. You know, you would like to have a game this week, you know, but unfortunately we have a bye. I think it's needed at this time because we have a lot of banged up players. And, you know, we have a big game when we get back, so against a good football team. So we'll have to be up for the challenge.
Andre, do you think y'all struggle so far this season is the biggest surprise in the NFL so far?
Probably so. I don't think a lot of people thought we'd be 2-5 right now, so probably.
Are you worried that if y'all don't turn things around after the bye, that could end up costing people jobs and things like that?
Well, that's part of the business, you know. I don't control that part of it, of who stays, who goes, you know, but that's just part of the business. So, you know, you hate to see anybody get fired or lose their job, but at the same time, that's out of my control. I have no control over that.
Is it crazy, do you think, that, you know, before the season you are talking about the Super Bowl, and now at this point those kind of questions are coming up?
Well, if you don't go out and play the way you're supposed to play, then that's what happens. And we haven't played the way we've needed to be playing. So that's why we're in the situation we're in right now.
Are you confident that y'all can turn it around?
Yeah, I have no doubt that we can turn it around. But at the same time, if we don't play the way we're supposed to play, you know, things are not going to change. So, you know, we definitely have to change the things that we've been doing over the past 7 weeks and, you know, to get it in order to get it turned around.
Did you guys need this bye at this point in the season?
Yeah, I think we do. We have a lot of guys banged up. And I think just everything we've been through over the past 7 weeks is a good time for guys to just clear their heads and, you know, take a week off and then get back to football. So I think it's perfect time.
after the success of the last 2 years, has that made this season more difficult? Just getting a taste of winning division titles and going into the playoffs?
Well, I think when you have success and then, when you have success, you have big expectations. And, when you don't, fulfill, those expectations, then, I wouldn't say you hang your head or anything like that. You just got to, fix the problem. And, we just haven't been playing good enough as a team. And we need to, eliminate the turnovers, penalties, and, all that stuff that causes you to lose football games. So, that's something we got to fix. If we don't fix it, then we won't win. If we fix it, then we'll win games. So that's pretty much it.